Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie High School's Family and Consumer Services teacher, Sarah O'Rourke, about the Mid Prairie Culinary Learning Lab. So the idea for the Culinary Learning Lab was actually thought of by Family and Consumer Sciences teachers. Is that accurate of me to say?
Yes. So they began work on that and passed the bond issue in 2014, and that was Glenda Seward and Marlinda Beachy. And they since have both taken positions within the district, so they're still working here at Mid-Prairie, and Kayla Romosier and I have taken over their jobs. So they had everything kind of set up, ready to go for the bond issue, and now we're just kind of playing it out and going to be running the program once it's done.
How did it feel to be awarded $100,000 from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation for the project?
We were absolutely overwhelmed. For us, that's a great deal of money, and we are super passionate about the program and the projects that we're putting into place. So we just know that with that money, we're going to be able to provide an excellent educational experience for our students here at Mid-Prairie, and not only that, but hopefully be able to reach out in the community and offer community ed courses through the facility that we will have here at Mid-Prairie.
How have the students reacted not only to the incoming Culinary Learning Lab, but also the WCRF grant?
Well, the students are very excited about the new lab, first of all. Many of the seniors that are leaving are so disappointed that they're just going to miss having the lab here at the school. As far as the grant that we got, the students were a little shocked as well. And to them, $100,000 is, again, a lot of money. And for us, I think we all are just overwhelmed and very, very excited. And we did have a discussion, too, about the unique opportunities that we have in our county because of the Riverboat Grant Foundation. And we know that we're lucky to have them here to help assist us with our endeavors.
So what do you hope the Culinary Lab will do for the school and for the students in particular?
Well, I know that the opportunities that we will be providing here will prepare our students, A, to feed themselves and their current families, educating them about nutrition and meal prep. But beyond that, we will be able to train them on a professional level to be able to enter jobs within the community, the county, and to be able to, you know, just continue that lifelong learning in the areas of nutrition, wellness, and food prep, meal prep, things like that.
I was very impressed when I heard about the proposed lab. I've never heard about anyone doing anything like that, so it sounds like this is pretty unique.
It is. It's very unique, and I think a lot of people still think of Family and Consumer Sciences as home ec, but the reality is that our whole profession has just totally transformed into career opportunities and, you know, more the hospitality management portion when we're talking about the food prep area. So it's definitely unique for our school to be able to have the opportunity to have the Culinary Learning Lab. It's not something that a 2A school often has the opportunity to do. So we are really thrilled and excited about that as well.
Culinary is a big industry nowadays. How do you plan to incorporate that in your lesson plans?
Well, basically, in the lab, that will be the lesson plan, is the industry. There is a ProStart program that we're planning on implementing when the lab is done. It's endorsed by the National Restaurant Association. So when students complete the culinary arts program here, they will actually be ServSafe certified and be able to go to, you know, restaurants. They can go to healthcare facilities. They can go to nursing homes, childcare centers, hotels, hospitals, those types of things, and be ready to work in the food prep and food-related areas of all of those places.
Sounds like a great program, and I'm kind of jealous that I didn't have it when I was in school.
We're all about teaching skills that they can actually apply, whether it's, you know, for themselves, for their families, or, you know, in their future careers. So we're really excited about that opportunity.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about regarding the grant or the lab?
Sure. One of our main goals, too, when we applied for the grant is within our county, we have kind of a high number of low-income families who are food bank patrons. And one of the community outreach courses that we would like to offer is called Cooking Matters. And that's basically teaching food bank patrons how to cook healthy and economical meals based on the items that they receive. So that is something that we are all really looking forward to connecting with community members and families of the district and the county.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sarah O'Rourke. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.